Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second, the shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third, the left fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Scott. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting second, the second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jody Davis. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mike Krukow. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mozzilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 1-1. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dillard strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Valentine hits a line drive into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Reitz hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow bunts towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares bunts towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Krukow covering, for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Krukow. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozzilli strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott fires to first and picks off Dillard. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard misplays the ball. That's an error on Dillard. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brooks. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Brooks steals second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn is walked intentionally. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krukow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Reitz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. Davis drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wilson out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Tavares steals second. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tavares moves to third. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mozzilli is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kingman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Cruz pinch hits for Mike Krukow. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Caudill now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stearns is 0 for 2 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Flynn hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive towards short. Tavares reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Cubbage pinch hits for Mike Scott. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tavares is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tavares strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Falcone now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Reitz hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tyson pinch hits for Bill Caudill. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mazzilli for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeJesu is 0-for-3 in the game. DeJesu hits a line drive into left field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillard hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds bunts towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to second. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Reitz is 0-for-3 in the game. Reitz is walked intentionally. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a line drive towards third. Brooks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Tim Blackwell now catching. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Pete Falcone. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. DeJesus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Buckner. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Wilson. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Rusty Staub, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Staub is walked intentionally. Doug Coppola now pitching. Bob Baylor pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Lee Mozzilli. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kingman is 0-for-4 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Mets. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentine is 0-for-4 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Neil Allen now pitching. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Joel Youngblood now playing left field. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Blackwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivan De Jesu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. De Jesu is 0-4 in the game. De Jesu takes first base on 4. Blackwell moves to second. Mike Lum pinch hits for Steve Dillard. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lum hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blackwell moves to third. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Stearns for a passed ball. Blackwell scores. De Jesu moves to second. It's 4-2, Mets. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Buckner is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Searage now pitching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durham is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. De Jesu moves to third. Dyer Miller now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bonds is 0-3 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Bonds reaches second base with a double. De Jesu scores. Durham goes all the way around to score. Bonds moves to third. It's Mets, 4, Cubs, 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Morales is 0-4 in the game. Morales is hit by the pitch. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Reitz is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Reitz hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin now pitching. Ty Waller now playing second base. Mike Lum now playing left field. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brooks is 0-4 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stearns is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Stearns bunts towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Brooks moves to second. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Flynn is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brooks moves to third. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Jorgensen is 0-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks scores. It's 5-4, Mets. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wilson is 1-5 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. De Jesu fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Waller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Waller reaches second base with a double. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Blackwell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Blackwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine throws the ball into Baylor, who tags Blackwell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Waller scores. One out. It's Mets, 5, Cubs, 5. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. DeJesu is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, DeJesu hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum is 0 for 1 in the game. Lum hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 5. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Waller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonds. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Dyer Miller. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hodges is walked intentionally. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 5 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. Hodges moves to third. It's 6-5, Mets. Mike Griffin now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields it and throws to second for the out. Hodges scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Harris now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Buckner is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Durham hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Buckner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bobby Bonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bonds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Buckner moves to third. 2 outs. Randy Martz pinch hits for Mike Griffin. Randy Martz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martz takes first base on ball 4. Guillermo Hernandez pinch runs for Randy Martz. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reitz is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Reitz hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.